Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we're going to go to Ulster County, New York, and in the Catskills. And the city of Kingston is a little gem. I'll tell you, we don't hear enough about it. We're down in Orange County, and I don't know, it depends on where you're listening from. But it is well worth a trip up there to, you know, take day trips. You can stay overnight. It's a nice bed and breakfast. So we wanted to get a nice overview of that area. We're going to be speaking with Kevin Godby, who's the publisher of, it's like a digital media outlet called Kingston Happenings, and he really is well connected into everything in the Kingston area. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, Kingston is like a very historic area, right? That goes way, way back in revolutionary days, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, the oldest four corners, if you look at an intersection, in the buildings on that corner are actually in the country, are in Kingston, New York.
Wow.
John and Crown Street.
Isn't that something? That was like a capital, too, for a while, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was New York State's first capital during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. What was it known for in the old days? I mean, was it just because of its location, or was there anything it was doing that was very important? Or?
Well, obviously, Kingston is on the intersection of the Rondout Creek and the Hudson River, so obviously it was strategically, you know, a place for transportation. And it was originally settled by the Dutch. And the original Kingston area was in the uptown area that they call the stockade area. And there was literally a stockade fence around that area.
Mm-hmm. And it's still called the stockade area, too, right?
It's the historic stockade district.
Yeah. So that was probably the, so that through the years, then that was part of the canal system. You know, the people used to bring a lot of goods to the city in various ways. So I would think Kingston was important for that also. And
yeah, absolutely. And Kingston's kind of unique in that it was actually, Kingston as we know it now, was actually three different villages that kind of grew together and got incorporated. You know, the first part that was settled was, as I was mentioning, the Dutch stockade area, but then the Rondout area on the waterfront in the early 1800s started to really get built up because it was a waterway, and eventually the D&H Canal was built, and that's when it really became a very significant port on the eastern seaboard. All the coal from Pennsylvania basically come up through the canals and onto the Rondout Creek and flowed through Kingston.
Wow.
And it was a very, very busy port, and that really kind of what's spurred the development of the Rondout area.
Now, did they have, were there a lot of wealthy business people there where they have historic mansions, or what kind of attractions would you say?
Oh, there's definitely, it's a really very quaint area, which is the West Chestnut Historic District also, that has a lot of old Victorian homes on it, and that's sort of just above the Rondout. The Rondout itself is sort of like, you know, right along the creek, and then on the bluffs above that is where all the wealthy people lived. And if you're on the Rondout, you can look up and see a lot of them, but it's also a lot of fun just to go up there and actually see, you know, some of those beautiful houses are up there.
Oh, yeah. So Kingston's about how far from the city? I mean, if somebody was coming up from New York,
about 2 hours.
About 2 hour ride. Okay.
About 2 hours.
And it's right off the thruway. It's very easy to get to.
Yep.
Now the, you know, the, I don't know if, do you, when you talk about Kingston, do you talk about the different regions? Say, like, we could talk about what would you find if you went to the stockade area now? What would you find if you went to the Roundout?
Kingston has three principal business districts. One is the Uptown Stockade area, and a lot of shops and restaurants up there, and there's new ones all the time. And then there's the Midtown Corridor, basically, which is, you know, along Broadway, which joins the Uptown and the Downtown area. The Downtown area is actually what we refer to as the Rondout area, and it's down on the Rondout Creek. Mm-hmm. And that, again, has a lot of restaurants and a lot of shopping down there.
Yeah. The tourism areas would be the Stockade and the Roundout, or the main area, I guess, might have stuff also, right?
It's not so much in the main area, because it's very spread out, and it's a commercial district that's right along Broadway.
Okay.
But there are historic walks and a number of, obviously, historic buildings and stuff in the uptown, the downtown area.
All right. So, like, walking tours, you could take a walking tour of
Yes. If you look at the tourism guide in Kingston, there's some scheduled further out. Mm-hmm. I don't have them all on my site just yet, but mm-hmm. there's some of those already scheduled.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's start down at the, down right at the water, because a lot of people come up because they really like the waterfront area. And is the Rip Van Winkle still there where they do cruises and things?
Yes, it is. Still going strong.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful ship. And it's, I don't know. Yeah, you call it ship, I guess. And they take people out. And I think you go north, right? Is it north, or do they do both directions? I'm not sure.
I believe they go actually south. I'm not sure if they have any cruises that go north or not. But they do a number of sort of routine sightseeing cruises. Mm-hmm. But they also do some specialty cruises. Like, we'll do a special one for the 4th of July. Uh-huh. They'll do DJ cruises. They'll do different. They do a number of different benefits on the boat as well.
Yeah. So that would be, that's a must. If you're going into the area, that's a lot of fun. You don't have a lot of places where you can take, cruises on the Hudson like that. And they have really nice restaurants down there, right? You've got...
Absolutely.
I don't know if you want to name some names. You're more familiar with than Frank Guido, who's down there, I think, somewhere. And
Frank is still there. He has Mariner's Harbor.
Yep.
There's Ship to Shore. There's Old Savannah. Old Savannah and Mariner's Harbor are right on the water. Old Savannah is relatively new, and it's absolutely beautiful. They have a back deck that is just above the water, and it's a really unique old building, and it's absolutely beautiful there. There's a couple other restaurants down there. The Armadillo does mm-hmm. Tex-Mex. There's a Moly Moly, which is a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's, like I said, there's a number of them there.
Yeah. Now, there's like an urban, it's considered an urban cultural center. Is that
yes.
right?
So it's a visitor center there that has some exhibits about Kingston, and you can pick up information about, uh-huh. Things that are attractions in the area and things to do.
Yeah. And there was a museum there, too, but I'm trying to think. Was it a trolley museum or a shipping?
Oh, there's two of them. Actually, there's the Trolley Museum and uh-huh. the Hudson River Maritime Museum.
Okay.
And the Hudson River Maritime Museum just expanded. They actually have a boat building school there now as well.
Wow.
And it's really a gem. I mean, the Clearwater Sloop was uh-huh. just refurbished there. And, that's usually docked there. It's the home port for that.
You could go watch them working? I mean, you'll see people making the boats and things if you go down there?
You could with the Clearwater, but they just put it back in the water.
Okay.
So they took it up to Albany and some dry dock up there and put it in the water there. But they were doing a lot of work on it there. I'm not quite sure what the next step is for that, but you can.
Yeah. Now, the Trolley Museum, did Kingston make trolleys? Why did they pick trolley and, what was the...
It's a good question. There was... The group actually started off in New York City someplace and then moved up here to Kingston.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't really anything that was necessarily, originated from Kingston, although there were old trolley lines, through Kingston.
Uh-huh.
And they have a number of cars. In fact, they just brought up a new exhibit, which was the last PATH train out of the World Trade Center after 9/11.
Wow. That's up in Kingston now, huh?
Yes.
Wow. That's a gem to have, boy. That's a nice. And this is all down in near the waterfront, right? They're close.
Yes.
To, okay, and then you have other kinds of shops. I would think there's like a whole stretch of restaurants and shops, I think, going up the hill.
Yeah, along the Strand and up Broadway.
Yeah,
really where the shops are.
Now, what's a Strand? What does that mean?
There's the street that runs parallel to the Rondout Creek. The first one that you'll hit is what's called. There's the East Strand and the West Strand. So
okay. All right. So that's definitely a to see. That takes, about a day? I think probably.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, if you put in the cruise and that, it could fill a couple of days. Half a day just sitting on the back deck of Old Savannah's or Mariner's, where they have an outdoor bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Savannah considered Southern food? Is that why they named it that?
Yep. They do barbecue and Southern cuisine there.
Oh, boy. That's a barbecue. You probably have lines out the door on the weekends. That's a biggie. There's supposed to be a couple of bed and breakfasts in that area too, right? If somebody wants to stay and just walk around and spend the weekend.
Yeah, there's quite a few actually.
What's the best way for somebody to check out where to stay? Usually, they find where to when and where to stay, and then they decide what they're doing after that.
Well, the website that I publish, KingstonHappenings.org,
uh-huh.
And you can Google Kingston Happenings, or the URL is KingstonHappenings.org, has a listing of the bed and breakfasts in the area, and obviously there's other ways, you know, that people can find that stuff. But what I try to do is, you know, have all the things that people are interested in on the website, including all the events.
Yes.
So anything that's going on, you know, is on the website.
Kingston, they're really on the ball. They're tourism people. They plan a lot of events. Tourism is an important part of that community. So it's worth checking your website and, you know, somebody wants to do an impromptu trip versus a stay a couple of days thing. I mean, you can sort it all out then through what you have online.
Well, the great thing about Kingston, what drives a lot of tourists to it is that not only are there things to do in Kingston, but in the immediate area, there's a ton of things to do. I mean, Kingston is very strategically located, you know, on the river. So there's a lot of water-based activities there. You can rent kayaks, you can rent boats, you can take cruises. You know, there's a number of things there. There's just nice walking paths, you know, along the river that are good to take advantage of. There's hiking, there's biking, because we're right close to the Catskills. We're 20 minutes and you're up at the Ashokan River, which is, you know, one of the most beautiful areas in the state as far as I'm concerned.
I'm up
constantly. And then you can just bounce across the river. And in 15 minutes, you're over in Hyde Park and Rhinebeck. And, you know, there's all sorts of things to see there, too.
Culinary Institute's close by. It's a nice, wheel and spoke, or, you know, hub and spoke.
Right.
Yeah, you just stay in the Kingston area and then you spoke out to the different places. And is there still a Kenko up there? There used to be a terrific outdoor store.
It's still there and still going strong.
Still there.
I don't know how long ago you've seen it, but they've probably expanded since you've seen it last.
That was in Route 28. Very impressive place. I mean, that's somewhere, if you like shopping, you want to definitely check that out when you go. You also had a really nice variety of organic food places where you could shop, you know, the meat, organic meat and all in Kingston.
Right?
Well, maybe tell everybody a little bit about that. That's
Fleischmann's Meat Market in Uptown Kingston has been, you know, sort of a mecca for people who want organic foods, and they supply many of the restaurants around here with meat. So they've been a big hit up here for a while now.
Yeah, and you had I don't know if it was Nature's Pantry or John's. You had a couple of places that had organic produce because I mean you really have a lot of wonderful farmland up there. So
and there's farmers markets up here every Saturday.
In
the Uptown area. Yep.
Okay.
And that's a great market. There are around us all sorts of food stands and that sort of thing. There's a really big health food store just outside of Kingston in the town of Ulster in one of the strip malls out there.
And what's that called? What's
called Mother Earth.
Oh, Mother Earth. Yeah, that's famous, right?
Right. I mean, they've got a few stores in the Hudson Valley, but...
That's worth it. And I'll tell you, the farmers markets are especially nice because instead of trying to go to the different farms, you go once and you've got, 10 or, you know, 15 or what, I don't know how many you have up there. I'm sure you have quite a few. And you could really do your shopping. And, boy, that stuff is fresh. And you've got great ground up there, too. So you have good quality soil, which is going to make it a lot more vitamins and, you know, better quality. So, yeah. Now, you have antique shops, right? Antiquing is another big deal in Kingston area, right? There's shops and...
Sure. There's lots of antiques in this area.
Now, is that something where you go to the Stockade area for that, or what's the best way to...
There's really one big place down on the Rondout, and off the top of my head, I can't remember the name of it, Skilly Pot Antiques, I believe.
Oh, Skilly Pot. I remember that. Yep.
Right. You know, that's one of the bigger ones in the area.
All right. So you got the antiquers we cover. Let's see. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Stockade and some of the places. Now, you mentioned Fleischmann's. Can you think of some other shops that might be? There was a really nice shop for people that like art, art supplies. And
Catskill Art Supply, yes.
Oh, boy, that's a spectacular place. So if you like to draw, and that's check it out. And they supply probably lots of college kids, too, I would think.
Yeah, and that's really one of the things that Kingston is becoming known for is a haven for artists. There are a ton of art galleries here and all throughout the city, midtown, downtown, uptown. Every first Saturday of the month, there's a series of open gallery openings. So people can tour all the different art galleries, and they're open for exhibitions.
Oh, that's terrific. So that you'd have them on your website, probably. That would okay. How far out do you work with the website? How do you, short-term?
As far as events?
Yeah.
time frame of events. I really, because there's so much going on, and for me to manage all that content, I'm not very far out. Uh-huh. Major events may be there, but a lot of stuff I'm usually like maybe 2 weeks out.
Good. That gives plenty of time for people to plan. 2 weeks is just nice. That's a good time. Now, Kingston, certain times of the year, they might actually have special events they do each year. Anything that comes, you know.
Sure.
There was a burning at Kingston or something. I'm not too familiar with.
Well, yeah, that one's not done every year.
Okay.
That, you know, is, well, it's just not done every year. I'm not quite sure what the rationale. Sometimes it's, you know, a little further out than others times. Uh-huh. But we have a big 4th of July celebration here.
Okay.
In the downtown Rondout area. And it's a great time to come up and just hang out and have dinner. They have music before the fireworks. And it's a small town, you know, sort of atmosphere. It's not something really big and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They get tons of people, but it's still mostly a family-oriented kind of event.
Where are the fireworks held so people can plan where to go?
Yeah, down on the Rondout.
Oh, on the river. Okay. Yep.
Yep.
And then is there a best place to see it from? Or, I mean, is there parking down there? It's probably packed when you...
Well, it is. And they do usually run shuttles from some of the municipal parking lots.
Okay.
So you can check some of the information there about the details on that.
And that's an all-day event, you know, with the fireworks at the end of the day?
Mostly evening. Yeah. It's usually, they usually have music starting in the evening, and that leads up to the fireworks.
Okay. All right. So that's a good one. What else do you see in your on your list coming up that maybe we can mention and talk about?
Well, immediately this weekend, there's the Hudson River Days at the Maritime Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a number of different exhibits there. There is a cycle tour called the Tour de Kingston Ulster that's happening Sunday. And they get hundreds of cyclists in town. And basically, they have, I think it's 6 or 7 different routes that are really geared for all different skill levels for biking.
Oh.
And some of them are road tours, and some are, we have a lot of rail trails up here.
Okay.
So a lot of the routes are on rail trails, which is really cool. It's one of the things that Kingston is also just starting to develop itself as a hub for all these different rail trails in the area. So
where would they report if somebody wanted to come? We have a lot of people that listen and ride bikes.
That would be at Forsyth Park. And you can go to my website and find out where to sign up in advance. You know, that's probably always a good move.
Yep. And Forsyth is right in town, right in the...
Forsyth is in the Uptown Stockade District, right near Deep Stadium.
Okay.
So the Tour de Kingston is a big event. Obviously, I talked about the 4th of July. There's a triathlon up here put on by Horse Shows in the Sun. They also do other things besides horseshoe shows, obviously. And that's a big event. That lasts 2 days. That's from July 9th to July 10th.
Okay. Do they have to, you know, register ahead of time for that? And
yes.
Okay. Where would they? Do you have a website or a phone number for that?
Oh, off the top of my head, no, I don't.
Okay, but they can check your site for that. Yeah.
If they just Google HITS Triathlon, they can probably get to the registration center.
Okay.
Another big event is the Artist Soapbox Derby that's coming up in August. That was something that was really huge at one time here in Kingston, and then it was discontinued for a little while. We're bringing it back, and basically anybody can enter a soapbox.
Oh, wow.
And it's not about speed. It's not a race. It's just basically about decorating a soapbox and running it down the lower part of Broadway, which is a nice, gentle hill there, and people can win prizes based on how it's decorated in different categories.
Wow. What date is that?
That's August 14th.
August 14th. And they would have to register for that in advance also?
They don't have to, but it's advisable.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds like a wonderful event. The kids would...
Oh, it's fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very. There was one place that I remember interviewing, and they had a bed race. They had people on beds, and they were pushing. But, you know, the derbies, that kind of stuff, those are very unique and different kind of events. So, that's,
yep.
Okay, what else you have?
In October, the O Positive Festival is in town for the weekend. That's October 7th through October 9th. O Positive is something that originated in Kingston and originated by a few artists. And it was done, it started a few years ago before there was Obamacare. And it was really done to leverage the skills of artists for medical coverage. Basically, so, you know, if you were an artist and you came and performed, there was a number of doctors that, and dentists and other healthcare practitioners that volunteered their time and services for these artists that came in. So we had all sorts of people coming in, and one of the it's a really great friendly event, and everybody's really positive about it all the time. But one of the things, the lasting effect it has in the city too, is that Kingston is full of murals right now, especially in the uptown area. If you go to my website, I also have a Facebook page, it's Kingston Happenings on Facebook. You'll see some albums on that Facebook page that have pictures from all over the city, and I mean, if you really want to get a feel for what's going on in Kingston, I think pictures always are the best way to do that. But you'll see one specific album that is just about the murals in Kingston, and they're spectacular. They're absolutely spectacular. Some of the buildings that these things are on are 4 and 5 stories tall.
Wow!
Mural covers the whole thing.
Oh, it really jazzes up the area too. It's really nice to have that, and there's different themes, so it works out great. Now I got a more question. The O positive. O positive is like the rarest blood type. Do they give blood? Is there like a medical?
Actually, it's not directly involved with blood. It's more just healthcare in general.
Oh, so it's like a big health fair.
Right, and if people volunteer their services, they also will get a free, free service from whoever the medical practitioners are that are participating, and it's a great all round event. They have all sorts of musicians uptown for that Friday and Saturday night. It was every place that it's a music venue is just jammed.
Oh,
I mean,
how
even
nice.
The old Dutch church, I mean, has performers there most of the time.
Wow. Now that so you can get health screenings, probably check for blood sugar and things like that, blood pressure, stuff like that too.
I believe so.
People. Yep. Now the old Dutch church. There's something. That's a very important historic landmark, isn't it? If somebody was going to Kingston, they should check it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any pictures about Kingston from any tourism, collateral or anything like that, you always see a picture of the old Dutch church. It's a spectacular old church, originally built when the Dutch were there back in the 1600s, redone again in the 1800s in a much bigger format, but it's absolutely beautiful outside and inside.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got a plug. When you get off the, if you're coming by Thruway, Deisling is up there, and let me tell you, incredible bakery, also a great place to eat lunch. Every time we go up, I have to stop at Deisley's. It's just a great place.
You just hit on my favorite subject, and that's food, because people ask me all the time about restaurants up here, and there's almost no place that I wouldn't send people to here as far as dining. We are so fortunate that we're close to the culinary.
Yep.
Got a lot of people that have moved up here from, more metropolitan areas or other parts of the country and that sort of stuff. And Kingston's a tough area economically. And if you're not good, you're gone real quick.
Yeah.
So anybody who isn't on their game doesn't last very long. And it leaves everybody that is good, really on their game. So there's lots of good restaurants up here.
Yep. We've never had a bad meal up there. It's great. And we're running out of time, but I want you to give your website again so people can check in anytime when they're planning it, a couple weeks ahead, and see what you're doing.
Sure thing. It's KingstonHappenings.org. That's the website. There's also a Facebook page. If you get to either one of them, you can get to a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. I send out every week basically the highlights of what's going on for that particular week.
Well, listen, thank you so much, Kevin. We appreciate you coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad
That's a wrap.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's a wrap, folks. I hope you check out Kingston. There's quite a bit going on up there. And you also have a tourism website for the county that would have Kingston events. So plan a trip, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. There's a lot to do up there. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.